Hi, everyone. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there is enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I am so honored today because I have Aria Carr with me, and Aria is a self-love coach, mentor, author of Self-Love, Power Within You. She is the founder of Gems of Aria, Fine Healing Jewelry. Having experienced more than a decade in a wellness industry, she has taught meditation to over 50,000 people, individuals, organizations. She's organized over 10 retreats, over 1,500 healing sessions. Whoa. She loves dancing and connecting with people. Her hobby is painting, and her motto is to make people shine from the inside out, and sparkle matters. Thank you so much for being here today, Aria.
Thank you, Dr. Carolyn. It was amazing, and I'm really humbled that you invited me on your show.
I am so honored to have you, and it is going to be such a fun conversation. I cannot wait to dive into your entrepreneurial journey. You have helped so many people, too many to count, but I would love to know how you got here today.
It's a long journey, so it would be like, from which part should I start? Yeah, so like it was like I never ever thought in my life that I will be a life coach. And so it was just a journey when I felt that I'm being alone and I'm not able to connect with people. So I felt that there's something that I need to change within me that is maybe blocking, which I could not see, but other people feels it. So at that stage, I felt like, okay, let's start with self-development. So I started learning healing, and because I was a weak child, so I started practicing meditation on myself and with healing, energy healing, and I started becoming better. And then I learned a lot, many other things like NLP, life coaching, hypnotherapy, sound healing. So, and I feel like, okay, it's making me more good. Like people are like loving me. So, and that's where I felt like if I can change, anybody can. Mm-hmm. And that's how I started helping people, and their life are getting transformed, and I'm feeling happy about it.
I so appreciate that. And it's really going back to like helping people from the inside out. And I love that you have such a wide variety of things that you have been able to accomplish. But I'm curious, because we haven't really talked about retreats on here, but I know you've organized or have been a part of several retreats. What was that process getting into retreats for you?
Retreats are something, it's like a deeper connection when we like the group comes together and we bond and we like practice everything together. It would be like from meditation, from group therapy, from circling, everything. It's like, you are not alone, you are with people. And when everybody whisper good and appreciate you together, it just like blossoms you. You feel like, oh, yes, you are something. And my retreats are all about like, yes, you are unique, you are amazing. You just need to recognize it, acknowledge that fact. Mm-hmm. And retreats are like something I feel amazing because we can do everything. Mm-hmm. It's not, we are restricted to 1 hour session. Yeah. We have days to work on ourselves together.
That's very true. And what was that process coming together, creating the retreat? I know, because there's so many different entities that happen and different people that are involved. How did you get involved with retreats?
It was something like, first I attended many retreats of other people. Mm-hmm. And I got to know that how to manage a retreat. Mm. I saw how people are doing, and then slowly I felt like, okay, let's try with a small group. Yeah. And that's how I went from a small group for like from 5 people to 10 people to 15 people now, but like maximum 18 I have gone through, but I'm like still the small, because the more bigger the group, then you have to get more people to help you out with.
Love that you were able to really learn from your experience doing the retreats yourself and seeing what you liked, maybe what you wanted to improve on or switch up based off of your experiences, because it is that intimate aspect of being together and being able to go through this amazing journey, whether it's a few days, a week, depending on how they're structured. So I appreciate you sharing that. A lot of times maybe somebody is interested that's listening of creating their own retreat and what the steps are to do that, because sometimes it can be overwhelming if you've never experienced a retreat or you're doing it for the first time too. And what was that like, the first retreat you put together? What was your experience?
First retreat was like completely haywire.
Love the honesty.
Yeah, it was like, okay, I'm managing everything. So I was like giving out too much that I was burned out. Yeah. So now later I recognize that, oh, it's okay. We need to give free time to people also to roam around so that they have their own time. And in that free time, you get your time also to regenerate yourself, because it becomes sometimes very difficult if you have to do all the things by yourself, arrange everything and see all the arrangements, from the place they are living, from staying to attending and being on time. That's something like we really need to have the cute alarm, you know, that bell, like ting 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 ting, please be on time. Because when it's a small retreat, if one person is missing, you're like missing the group, the fun is gone.
It makes a difference.
And we need to make everyone pep up. Oh, it would be so lovely if we see you on time.
That would, right?
Yeah.
And I'm curious, because I know you've had so many things that you've accomplished and so many different journeys you've gone on, but it all kind of goes back to the same. I'm curious, what was that decision after all the personal development you had done? What was that decision to actually make it into a business, to really start doing self-love coaching?
Yeah, so I was started with free healings. And then the results came so good that, okay, I can charge a little bit. And that's how it just started happening. And for the change, actually, before even getting into the coaching, I have my jewelry business. So I started my jewelry business and I was working on the like diamonds, gemstone, gold. I was working on it and I had good clientele for that. And while working on the self-development, I felt like this, because I've invested so much in my learning, that it feels like, yes, I can actually get back from it also. And that's how I made plan that, okay, self-love is something which resonates with me all the time. And so why not self-love coaching? And people actually admire me, like, okay, you're doing so good, must be you know something, so let us also try that. And this is how I changed my jewelry brand name again, and I started with more of healing jewelry, because people in the self-development, they feel like gemstone can help them. And so blessing with the energy with gemstones, so it just helps them, you know, motivated, a kind of a support to them. So I started more focusing on that, and I'm just launching my silver line also now in that.
Amazing. I love that you just kind of married all of it together too, because you started with the jewelry business and being able to grow that, have your customer base, and then really bringing in the self-love coaching, but then merging it with the healing jewelry too, of being able to understand too how much it can be healing. Because I know, like, I have like crystals and other types of things that really ground me, and others as well. So I love that you brought it together. And it just kind of seems like it was almost seamless. It was like one thing after another, it just kind of opened up. Was that the case? Did you have any roadblocks or lessons that you learned?
It was not very easy. It was, actually the thing was easy, but my mind was not taking it easy. Mm-hmm. It was, the internal fight when I was into self-development and meditation, I feel like, oh, these things all are like not required. You know, it just deviated me. It's like, because like jewelry and meditation are like two opposite poles. So it was sometime I was drifting. Okay, I was just doing meditation, just doing self-development, and my business is like not taking care of me properly, and it's going haywire. And then certain point in time, okay, I'm just shifted to my business and no self-development those days. So it was a kind of a mental block that I was having. Mm-hmm. That how I will be able to work both together.
Yeah.
And that mental block I got cleared finally, and I merged them together. That goes hand in hand. And while starting with the, especially the coaching part, mm-hmm. There are many blocks, like sometimes internal blocks, like how much should I charge? Mm-hmm. How should I make the course? How should I make my modules? Mm-hmm. And what happens? Then I search online and search what other people are doing. And I started seeing them and finally ended up with making nothing. Mm-hmm. Because the more you see what other people are doing, you will forget about what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then your creativity will be lost. So it is very important that you stop seeing what other people are doing and just pen down your ideas, your way of style that you want to deliver. Because people are coming to you because it's your uniqueness. If you will copy from others, then it will be the same, then no point.
You are spot on, because that is so true. I really appreciate you bringing in mindset and how a lot of us can have mental blocks when it comes to building the business, because the tools are there. And I've heard from so many other people as well. It's like, it's so mental too, because we are so capable, but recognizing when we're starting to compare or look outside of ourselves, that's where we can get into trouble of getting like paralysis of analysis, of just looking at something and getting stuck of, well, you don't even do what you want to do because you're focused on what others are doing. And I love that you brought that in, because it is focusing on what do you want, or what is the market that you're looking at too. It's great to do research and market research for what you're creating, but it's also trusting yourself. And that's what I'm kind of hearing from you too. It's like really understanding that you have all the answers within, but it's, the mind is so powerful, and it's, how do you remove that of like that roadblock? So how did you remove that mental block that you were having?
It was, again, I would say I worked with my coach. Mm-hmm. So that just helps me, because for me, the mental block was like, when you do your spiritual work, so mm-hmm. you don't need to be like putting so much indulgence in the material world. So it was a very big block. So sometimes I'm doing this and sometimes I'm doing that. So by working that, even this is a part of a spirituality. Mm-hmm. So spirituality is not something that you just need to meditate. It is a way of life. That how you progress in every aspect.
Yeah.
Even like all the, you can say the big shot, even if they don't meditate, it doesn't mean that they are not spiritual. Even they are spiritual. Mm-hmm. Because it's your attitude. Yes. And that's how it just makes things clear. And it's like, okay, working and having an experience and being happy in every experience, I think that's what is needed.
Yes, you're right. It goes back to just being grounded. And I think everyone has a different spiritual practice, but I love that. Like, I mean, I'm a big believer in meditation as well, but it's having some sort of practice to get your mind right, to stay focused, and really just being able to pour into yourself so you can take on the day or like go to sleep peacefully knowing that like, okay, I did everything I could, but it's just that grounding piece of understanding what's going on internally, because when we're good internally, that will shine through. Just like you say, sparkle matters.
Absolutely. It's inside that will shine outside. So it will go that way. And for every entrepreneur, I would say it's about up and down. It's about taking risk. It's about showing your originality. It's about, you know, even people won't believe in your product, but if you believe in, you will just go through anything. It was just similar to, I will say, like, I was watching that We Crash documentary of WeWork, and it was like, his idea was bizarre. He did all the crazy stuff, but he still made millions. Or even I said billions, I don't know exactly. So the idea is that you need to believe in, even though people say that you're crazy. Thank you, I am crazy, but I'm still going to do it.
It's that motivation, just knowing that you have something that you truly believe in, because a lot of times you're going to have the people that are going to say, oh, I don't get what you're doing, or I don't understand why you're doing this, because it's not the clear path, like as in going to school or doing those things where society kind of has this expectation of us of what we need to do or how we need to do it. But recognizing entrepreneurship is a very up and down roller coaster. But speaking more of the ups, what has been maybe one or two of your client success stories that you've had recently or in the past that you would love to share, just so we can kind of get a sense of the amazing work you're doing?
Yeah, so the story is amazing. Like one of my clients, she approached me about, she wanted to shift to from India to Germany and get a better job there. So we worked with her, and it was like we found that there were mental blocks that she had, that like afraid of the uncertainty. And even though she wanted to go there, but she's still like, my mom will be left here alone. So there were many mental blocks. And after working with her, and she was like that, my health is also becoming better, because her health was also like taking a toll, and her health improved. And she finally, within 6 months, she finally got the job in Germany, and she shifted with her entire family there.
Wow, that's huge.
And her pay scale increased like 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I love hearing these stories, because it just, it's a testament too of the work you're doing and really helping them from the inside out. And I think that's so important. I mean, we talk about it a lot on this channel too, but being able to really embody that and helping her heal so she could remove those blocks to really just pour into herself and the things that she wanted for life, but not allowing anything to block her or continue to block her as well.
Basically to pull you down. You know, it's, and a very similar case, one more I did, and that was person who wanted to shift to abroad just to get another job. And we worked with him, and he was like clearing the mental block of leaving the present job and applying for other jobs. And within 2 months, he got the job from India to, he went to Congo, he got the job there, and he called me up. You know, the way you framed everything, that one day you're going to call me up from your office, sitting in this place and telling me that you got the job. And you know, it happened, and it was like the most happy thing for me also, because this is what people love about when they get, they really wanted to, I think my work has been done.
I love that it came full circle of just that phone call, like planning or telling him what was going to happen, envisioning it, and being able to really see that transform. How beautiful. Thank you for sharing both those examples. Those were amazing. And I love that you work with both men and women too. And I'm curious, if you were to think back to like the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey, like when you were starting your jewelry store even, or your line, what are 2 to 3 tips you could give other entrepreneurs that you wish you would have known in the beginning?
it's pure, you know, it's about feeling confident within so that you can sell better. Because confidence is something very important to believe that, yes. And I definitely say do good market research, because, you know, when you go in the market and you see what people are selling at what price point, you feel more confident in selling those price points.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah. And yes, while working in this field, I will say that your internal development should never stop. Every moment you should be ready to learn something new. And you should be like, never feel that, why I have to do all the work.
Someday.
Start changing your internal motto. Yes, it's my work. Who else will do? So let's do it. Do it now. Then late. So keep moving forward. Do your own work. Take responsibility. Do the market research. And feel confident about yourself. Because you are the first selling point.
Oh, those are good. Those are really good. Thank you, Aria. Oh, I've been enjoying this conversation so much. And we are going to jump into the rapid fire questions if you're ready for them.
Oh, sure. I hope it's good.
I think you're ready.
Okay.
Who is your hero?
Oh, myself. I can't, like, no doubts about it.
Oh, I like that. And what motivates you to work smarter?
Mirror. Because I see myself, then I say like, okay, let's work smart again.
Ooh, I like that. I like the originality of that.
Yeah. I can't believe I wrote my entire book while watching myself in the mirror.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
That motivates me. That motivates me because like, okay, what else I want from myself?
That's a good reason. Can you elaborate on the book? Because I know we didn't really touch on that, but if you could just talk a little bit about the book that you've written.
Yeah, the book is about the self-love, the power within you. And in this book, I have talked about what self is and what love is. Mm-hmm. And how we can actually work on ourselves. So I've divided the four sections into like your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. So self-love is like you have to work on all the four aspects of your life. You can't be just saying, oh, I'm meditating, and you're not able to walk properly. So yes, your internal health, your physical health, your everything matters. Your look matters, your how you speak matters, how you communicate with others matter, and how you think matter. So everything has to be combined together so that you are completely in love with yourself again and again and again.
Oh, that's beautiful. So if you were a superhero, what would be your power or powers?
Okay, that one is good because I love powers. So I don't want to stick with one power. I want to fly. I want to know everything.
Good one.
I want to know everything. Like, I don't have to read all the books behind you, but I should know everything.
You know, I'm working on them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I like that power. That's definitely, you'd be very knowledgeable and being able to apply it too.
I would be the knowing, all knowing.
I'm coming to you. So if you were to share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
I love to share a meal with my family. Like, there may be many people, mom, dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, and two little kids.
Sounds like
so I think there would be many, actually, more than four.
It's hard to choose. What is the most daring thing you've ever done?
I've done many. I would say I walked on fire. Ooh. I did the ice challenge of like dipping myself in the ice swimming pool for like 5 minutes. Yes. And so I think these two were like the great thing. And what else? I think wrapping myself with the snake.
Very daring in front of us, everyone.
I love snakes.
Snakes scare me.
See, I just love them. I don't know why.
That's very cool. I like that. You know, I mean, more power to you. I will send them your way. It sounds like you've done a lot of daring things in your life, but that makes you just, you know, unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my goal was, I was fearful about cold water. So fearful about, in the sense like when sometimes you're going out and you just have a cold water shower there. So it just like, oh, so like, no, I think this is the time to take out that fear that even if it's cold, it's okay.
I mean, you're right. You're right. That's how you face the fears. You just face it.
Yes, you face it. You cannot actually run away from your fears.
No, you can't.
So you have to face it. So you will willingly face it. That would be more easier than somebody makes you face it.
Very true. I concur.
Yeah. And
what is the phone app that you use the most?
WhatsApp.
Makes sense. Keeps you connected internationally.
Yeah, true.
And what is the last book that you've read or listened to?
I read the last book that was Breath. Breath. I forgot the author name. And that book is about like how your breath can actually heal your life in so many aspects. Your physical body can be healed if you know how to take your breath, which is very important. And there was one thing which showed a very good research, that was your nose is meant for breathing, not your mouth. So if you breathe too much from your mouth, it will create problems in your body.
Interesting. Fun facts, everyone. And so if you were to have a movie about your life thus far, who would play you?
I can tell the movie that I really like and I really want to be that character. That would be Lucy. This movie is about how the character got her brain 100% activated.
Makes sense.
So we use our brain like 2-3%. Think what happens when it activates to 10, to 20, to 50, to 100. Then again, you become everywhere. You know, 100% is all knowing again.
And I mean, it's like your superpower that you're going to have, you know, it's just predicting the future already.
You are the future, actually.
Exactly. Being able to put it on a movie.
Yeah, I think you must watch that movie, Lucy. It's an amazing movie.
I've heard of it. I've never actually seen it, but I have heard that it is extraordinary. So I will add it to my list of movies. And what is your favorite family recipe, whether it's a traditional one or you just love making it together as a family?
Okay. I would say I'm not a very cooking person. So the easiest thing I can make is khichdi. Khichdi is like a dish where rice and lentils are like pressure cooker together, easy to make quickly.
Well, it's delicious. I've had that before. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, personality type, style, what animal would you be?
Animal, definitely from cat family. I would say leopard. Yeah.
Why a leopard?
Why a leopard? Sharp, fast, and sleek.
There we go. Yeah. Makes sense. And what is your favorite way to spend a day off? Whether you're not writing, you're not working with clients, healing them, you just have a complete day off. What do?
Watch a movie.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, I love watching movie. I'll say that a movie can teach you a lot more.
Yeah, it's true. All the interaction between the characters, just the vibe of it, and really the lesson learned in the movie a lot of times. Absolutely. Maybe not all movies, but some, yeah, most of them. And what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
It's like a lot of work has to be done on ourselves to actually go out and do the work. Mm-hmm. Because every time, even when we hear the stories of other people, it just pulls you down also. It just sometimes drains you. So every day you really need to have your own practices which can energize you all the time. Otherwise, if you just keep on delivering it and you don't take time to energize yourself, you'll be depleted.
Bad. Yeah.
So it's not that easy, which it looks like, but it takes a lot of work, you know.
Yes. It definitely does. It is all the inside work that we have to do in order to be effective for clients as well.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Arya. I'm so glad that we had this conversation today. But before I let you go, where can people find you, hire you? We're going to link everything in the description below, but if you could let us know too.
Yes, you just have to search my name, Arya Kaur. And you will find me on all the social media and my website, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere you will find Arya Kaur. You know, one very interesting fact that I will tell.
Yeah.
What is my self-love 5-step rule to life? That is, first, accept as you are. And accept others also, of course. Second, appreciate that you are the one, and actually you only the one who can take care of yourself. So appreciate everything around you and within yourself. Third is intention. Have a clear intention of what you really want, and what will you do for it. Clarity is important. Yes. And the fourth step is reform. As you start working on your intention, you start reforming yourself. And once you reform yourself, you will be a next level or a better version of yourself already. So what's left? The fifth step: adore yourself, because you are the goddess or the king and queen of your universe. This is how you remember: A for accept, A for appreciation, I for intent, R for reform, and A for adore. Arya, and never to forget that.
Arya, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. So well thought out.
Yeah.
Well, I so appreciate you coming on today to share your journey with us, the ups, downs, everything in between, but just really focusing on the acronym that your name, being able to understand mindset can be our power and allowing us to move through that. And I just really appreciate you bringing light to that, because I think it is vital in everything we do, no matter what it is. So thank you for taking the time to really share today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carolyn. It was my pleasure to be on your show, and hopefully everybody have got something that will motivate them to live their life queen or king size.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today. I'm sure Arya would love to see your comments as well, and see what you took away from the episode today. Thank you again, and we'll see you on the next video.